is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 16th of September, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's been a busy, wet weekend. There's lots to talk about. We call it an open line Monday. The numbers to call to join today's discussion, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. That's 325-4259. And 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. That's toll-free for Family Island listeners in the text line, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. You can also tune in. We're streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. You can listen to the live audio stream or watch select programs on the live video stream. You can catch us on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. And if you have a Japanese import vehicle and are no longer able to listen to radio news, talk, and music content on Guardian Radio, then you need to know that the Hitspot is offering a $79.99 special, VAT included, for band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. Again, Hitspot Soldier Road. For $79.99, VAT included, you can get your band extender equipment installed. $79.99. Please mention this ad when you go and take advantage of this discounted rate. A little housekeeping. Anchor Awards. Anchor Awards, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources launches the inaugural Anchor Awards to recognize, acknowledge, and honor those stakeholders, the foundation of aquaculture, fisheries, marine. What do you even call it? The marine, I don't want to call it the marine kingdom. People get upset when you say that. But I think it's a wonderful initiative, absolutely necessary for an archipelago, for seabound people, for fisher people, for boat people. The Anchor Awards are very important, extremely important. Nominations are open. Nominations are open. Okay. Lots to talk about in today's paper. Guardian headline, PM touts 3 years of work. Davis says much left to do. I could have said that part. You didn't need to say that part, Davis. You just tout the 3 years of work. So for today's show, the Davis administration is engaged in a public review, and we should do the same. What grade are you giving the Davis administration after 3 years? What grade are you giving the Davis administration after 3 years? We're grading from A to F. We're grading from A to F. Again, headline, PM touts 3 years of work. Let's get into today's Guardian article. As Prime Minister Philip Davis boasted yesterday of the work his administration has done in its 3 years in office, quote, rescuing, close quotes, a country in crisis, he said there is still more work to be done. Quote, now, believe us, we are acutely aware of how much work remains, close quote, said Davis at a church service at the Church of God of Prophecy on East Street, New Providence, celebrating the PLP's third anniversary in office. I thought this was more of a policy statement. I didn't realize this was a political statement. Quote, we have built strong foundations for progress, but we are still a long way from realizing the vision we share of a country in which a broad swath of Bahamian entrepreneurs and investors become the central players in our economy, and when all Bahamian families have the safety, security, and opportunities they so deserve, close quotes. Again, I think this is a great statement to use to make our assessment. We have built strong foundations for progress, but we are still a long way from realizing the vision we share of a country in which a broad swath of Bahamian entrepreneurs and investors become the central players in our economy, and when all Bahamian families have the safety, security, and opportunities they so deserve. And the first question I have is, what are the elements of this strong foundation? It's not a fully functioning public disclosure commission. It's not a fully functioning office of data protection, the information commissioner. It's not a fully functioning freedom of information office. It's not a fully functioning procurement act. There's no campaign finance reform. What are the elements of this strong foundation that has been laid by the Davis administration? I got some text came in. Okay. I have a text here that said, Ms. Green, I'm so upset. You have not shared with us that James Earl Jones passed last week. A phenomenal actor, cultural stakeholder, an advocate. James Earl Jones held a place in all of our lives. And I think I just waiting for Mr. Newry to come in here and look at me and say, Aaron, I am your father. Don't play with me on these airways. In tribute to James Earl Jones. We have to, good morning, Mr. Newry.
How you doing?
I ain't gonna be good until you say the line. From Star Wars, James Earl Jones.
Luke.
He's supposed to say Aaron.
Aaron?
Aaron, I am your father.
You won't call me daddy, eh?
No.
No, you won't call me daddy. Go ahead, try it. Let's see how it sounds.
No, just it's Halloween.
Just put it with like a
I ain't got no NHI. Daddy. I ain't got no NHI left for the year. I can't be taking any
just
health
call
risks.
Me daddy?
Only if you have Halloween candy.
I could be your daddy.
No.
I can't be your daddy?
Only if you have a Halloween bag for me with candy in it.
I have candy.
No, a Halloween bag full of Halloween candy.
I have candy.
If you give me a big Halloween bag.
A big Halloween bag.
Halloween candy.
Halloween candy.
On Halloween.
Oh, you want it on Halloween?
Yeah.
I can images now.
No.
No? You started this. I came in and I was comfortable and then you
James
started.
Earl Jones has died.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, not morality.
James, do you know James, that James Earl Jones and Sinclair, I forget Sinclair's first name, who starred in Coming to America. You know, he was the daddy and she was the queen.
Okay, yeah.
Lumumba. What the country was?
Lumumba.
Lumumba, was it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's Lumumba.
They were also the king and queen in Lion King.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Few people know the voice. The same two voices. But
if you... I could see it in my head, literally.
Yeah.
Her from Coming to America, the morning scene.
Yeah.
And her in Lion... I could see her in the...
Yeah, in the character, how they look. Yeah, yeah. Sinclair is a distant cousin of mine, by the way. Distant.
From Ireland?
No, Jamaican Sinclair.
Good stuff?
Yeah, no, real. She's a real cousin.
All right. Distant cousin. In today's Guardian, Mr. Newry, PM touts 3 years of work.
Yes.
So we're giving the Davis administration a review.
So
A through F.
Can we say we are on march until the election, march toward the election? The 3 year mark, now spinning.
Yeah, no. If you're saying to me, let's ask the question, does this statement given by the Prime Minister at a church service, mind you, to mark the celebrating the PLP's third anniversary in office.
Yes.
Right? Does that mark the beginning of election season? Is the Davis administration signaling to the public that we're going into election mode? Is the PLP signaling to its supporters? Right? Because they are obviously different categories of people. Because it appears as if your obligations as a citizen shift in election mode.
Yes.
Because people have been made to feel that their obligation as a member of a their obligations as members of a political party or political parties is greater than their obligations as citizens. Right?
That. Yeah. What we should expect is a lot of announcements moving forward. And when I say announcements, it can't be no million-dollar announcements. It's got to be billions. Every announcement moving forward from this day will be billion-dollar announcements.
And let's thank maybe not everybody is thanking, but can we acknowledge Chester Cooper for setting that precedent? Like, if you ain't talking billion dollars, then don't talk investment.
No. I wouldn't give him the credit because under the Per Christie administration, too, all the projects were billion-dollar projects.
Yeah, but they were called... Okay, cool. They were called anchor projects.
Yeah.
They were part of a broader national archipelagic strategy, right, to drive development and we call it like returning migration.
Yeah.
People back to
the overarching
their
policy.
Islands by implementing or entrenching a major economic mechanism on particular family islands.
Yes.
So we all presumed that Sandals was an anchor project, right? Mm-hmm. Sandals Exuma, an anchor project to drive development and residents back to the island. But it was a nationwide policy.
Yes.
I only have an anchor project on all
major islands.
I only hear Cooper talking about billions of dollars for Exuma. So I don't compare the two.
No.
Right, because they already have an anchor project.
Several anchor projects.
Right. So it can't be the same thing.
We working.
I mean...
Mr. Cooper is working.
Somebody working the salt ponds.
You can't fault him for working. And when he's working for Exuma. Or can you fault him? Or can you fault...
I can.
Or you can fault the Prime Minister for not doing the same thing for Care Island.
And here's why the earlier question is so important. Because PLP supporters will tell you it's election mode. I can't fault him.
Mm-hmm.
Producer, let's go to the phone line. And so we're given the PLP, I mean, sorry, the Davis administration. If you would like to, you can
give... It's the Cooper Davis administration.
No.
We renamed it. Just because you're stuck in the past don't mean I have to be stuck in
the past.
Say
it again. Say what you said.
It's the Davis Cooper...
Yeah, no, man, everything
it's
cool.
The Davis Cooper administration.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Korean and Mr. Newry.
Morning, sir.
What exactly was the question again? Because you said the question and then Mr. Newry was kicking in and out.
We grading the Davis administration as they celebrate and tout the successes of the last 3 years in office.
Okay.
And I was going to make the point that you can give the Davis administration a grade and you could give the PLP a grade because they are two distinct, even if not entirely separate entities.
Yeah, because the PLP is a political party. The Davis is a government.
Yes.
Okay, I would give the government, Mr. Davis government, a B+.
Okay.
I would give the party itself for the work that the party is doing.
Uh-huh.
I'll give the party an A. Now, why would give Mr. Davis government a B plus.
Okay.
See, I can tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
With the projects on the family islands,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe the Davis government would lose a family island seat in the next election. Not a one. They won all the last time. They'll win all again.
Okay.
I'm looking for them to pick up another seat in Grand Bahama for the work. Once the deal goes through Grand Bahama without shipping
things, the shipyard,
with the cruise company, with the things that they have planned for Grand Bahama, Grand Bahama would be the magic again. The PLP government is putting the magic back in Grand Bahama.
Okay, so I got two questions I want to ask you quickly,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I've been following what's going on in Andres for the duration of this Davis administration.
They
had a whole a BPL state fire station burned down. We ain't hear the reason why yet. We've had claims
but
of...
Do they have light?
I don't even know if they have light
time. They have light.
Not all the time, and not sufficiently. They don't.
We don't have light all the time here in Nassau, Ms. Green.
You know that's a failure, right? You know that the way that electricity works is either it's on all the time or it doesn't exist. You're right? Like, don't let politicians tell you, no, the electricity is working well. If it ain't on, it don't exist. It only exists when it's on.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't mind that they bill you in pockets.
It only could get billed when it's on.
No, that I mean, I query that as well.
You think they could bill you with the current being off? Have you read the meter?
Once the current
is off, the meter stops.
I query...
That's how it should be, eh?
I query the entire billing process and practices of a BPL and BC. I query
let
them.
Let me say this in closing, because I know you have other callers on the line.
Why, thank you, sir.
Listen, let me say this in closing, please.
Uh-huh.
I don't see the Pintard team coming close to Mr. Davis in the next election, because Mr. Pintard has about two or three enemies he has to fight off, if I could say that. Firstly, he has to try either get Mr. Minnis in line or get rid of Mr. Minnis.
Okay, got a big task. Can he cause the members?
Why I say that?
Hold on. Can he cause the members of his party to discipline themselves? But you want govern country? Go on.
He can't. That's the problem there. And you have serious thinking, Bahamian people. If you can't govern your house, what make you believe you could govern the church or govern the school or govern the country?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with this is that Mr. Minnis, he's not going to get the nomination, but Mr. Minnis is going to make sure that the FNM doesn't win without him.
Okay.
Back in the by-election in Bimini, USN in Bimini.
Mm-hmm.
You see what he did? He came back and said they couldn't win without him.
Well, I could be honest with you. How a person who designed a candidate training program but didn't know how to fill out a declaration form one is also an indicator of a massive failure on the side of the opposition running against that person.
Listen to me. The opposition. Let's go man for man, pound for pound.
Hold on. No. I want to ask you a different question, man.
Yes.
I want to ask you a different question, sir. You made the point that Pintard has already manifested a lack of capacity to govern at the national level by his inability to manage
his antics
within his own party, right?
Yes.
So what when we swing to the other side of the aisle, how do we assess Davis's capacity to govern given the antics of Keith Bell, Craig Cornish, I want to go on, Joe Beth, Colby, Davis.
You see what
happened, the Independent Secretariat.
Did Davis pull all of them in,
mm-hmm.
put them on the line,
mm-hmm.
and now the party is back running as good as it can be.
Discipline them.
You see, at first, what had bothered me first,
mm-hmm.
if you're not doing right, if you have a bar tie in the front, you take the bar tire off the front and put it on the left side in the back. The car still has a bar tire.
True.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
But now, my party that I support, the PLP.
Yes, sir.
I think Mr. Davis now has the party in line. I think everybody's running on their cylinder and everything is going well now. It ought to be a tragic, tragic, tragic thing for the F&M government, for the F&M party to be the PLB government. It has to be something bad that the PLB do. Like, so I don't know. I can't even imagine something right now.
Not taking Cornish hen off the menu in the House of Assembly.
But
I
want to,
and with great respect, sir, I want to thank you very much for your contributions this morning.
I appreciate you too, Ms. Green.
Absolutely. I got some texts coming in, Mr. Newry. Like I say, one text has said, I give them an E. The gentleman just now, the caller, he gives the Davis administration a B+ and the PLP party separate from the administration an A. Another text here, we've got a D+ for the Davis administration. I have a text here. Good morning. Happy anniversary to the PLP. I give them an M grade for murder and mayhem. I think that's a nod to what appears to be an inability to implement a sustainable crime strategy, or at the very least, to make the public aware of what their role in the crime strategy is. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
And good morning to Mr. Newry.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I want to grade the administration.
Yes.
So I would give them, let's say a B-, between a C+ and a B-.
Okay.
And then for the party itself, I would give them, I would say a B.
Okay.
The reason I'm giving the administration that range is because I believe there's a lot more they can do. In certain aspects, I disagree with the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe everybody is in line, has been pulled in line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm speaking from a point of knowledge where it comes to one particular individual at a particular place. Okay?
Yes.
And certainly, sorry?
No, I'm just saying yes, following the conversation.
Okay, and that individual was appointed.
Yes.
Okay? But despite the complaint, because of victimization, and be it known that I supported the PLP party in the last election, okay? So I'm not speaking because I may be against the party, but I'm speaking because I believe that, like you said at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you have a, just how the voter has a responsibility to country
mm-hmm.
before self, the government has a responsibility to its citizens before personal alliances and associates and all of the like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that part of the reason why voters going to the polls do not separate and put country first, a lack of voter education. And it's sorely needed. I believe the national station and radio can do a lot more. You all are a private entity. Yes, you may have go out and get your sales and marketing, but they should be going out doing the same thing. So if you all can do it with a much smaller complement of staff,
mm-hmm.
then why aren't they doing it? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The caller gave the administration a B- to a C+ because she believes there's lots more they could improve on, and a B for the party itself. All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to get through the rest of these texts and then maybe a word about the roadworks on Shirley Street. When did you get the notice that Shirley Street was closed on Saturday? Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
Outside in the field of cotton cane, she looked so.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Store with my brother.
Saw this woman buy some numbers.
She had three kids, one in the belly.
Had a face was looking so heavy.
I say, lady, why you look sorry?
She said, boss, you ain't gotta worry.
It's election time in a minute.
All my problems about to be finished.
I say, how you think that could happen?
People mouth is only be flapping.
Why you think they want some for you?
Interested in what you gonna try to?
She just smile and take a
good morning and welcome back. I need you to see me and my producer staring each other down, because I ain't gonna start talking until she trying to sound down, and she ain't gonna turn the sound down till I start talking. That's a stalemate. That's the type of stalemate I like, man. Not this other, but stuck between a rock and a hard place kind of vibe. I had a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, morning, Miss Green, and morning to Mr. Neary.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Okay, I heard you all talking about the PLP, the election.
We grading the Davis administration and the PLP party separately after they say they celebrating 3 years of awesome work.
Okay. Now, I agree the PLP is more together than the FNM.
You mean the FNM opposition or the FNM menace administration that was last the government?
The FNM on the whole, because it don't matter if the opposition or win. They still have an in-house fight with the FNM. And so much ego trip there. Okay, for instance, they don't want Dr. Minnis to run. When you were talking about having class, but Dr. Minnis been in there, must be about, what, four or five times, eh?
Not that many. What?
Huh?
Three, Mr. Neary?
Three.
I think he's been in about four times.
Okay.
So why he have to go to class? And I know that's why they are doing that. So that's right there.
Hold on. Pause. Stop. That's what you asking? Why would a man like Minnis, who's been the prime minister and has been an MP for at least three terms, have to go to a candidacy training program?
Yeah.
That's what you asking me? Why the former minister of health and former prime minister decided to walk outside barefoot in floodwater post a storm? You asking me why he have to go to candidacy training program?
You've been in there all that later time. I don't see that happening. That's my command.
Hold on. Pause. Are you questioning the need for continuing education, or are you suggesting that he will refuse to go because of his stature in the party?
Well, it could go both ways.
Because
you know?
I will...
But anyhow, let me move on.
Wait, no, before you move on, let me respectfully put on the table that I'm glad you opened this door, because we could sit here all day and talk about all of the ways in which Minnis has manifested the need for continuing education within his party, not excluding himself. But you go on.
Yeah, but okay. You see, number one,
mm-hmm.
the public may not vote if they be divided. And right now, they are divided. So automatically, the PLP will get the upper hand.
Okay.
So the PLP don't show that they divided. Mind you, they may have a problem. Okay.
They don't show that they divided. You don't remember the video, the pre-convention video that said Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP? That's not divided? Accusing?
Okay, well, but it's not like how the F&M is. Okay, Dr. Minnis is an MP. All right, let me just get it right.
Okay.
Right now,
mm-hmm.
if you call election and Minnis in teleport,
mm-hmm.
and he run independent, there are chances that he'll get in.
Okay.
And if you put someone to run against him, you will be splitting the vote, or if you put a person to run against him, the PLP will win that seat.
If the F&M, so if Minnis goes independent and the F&M run a candidate, the three people in there, it's likely that the PLP will take
the seat. They will win that seat.
That's
and right. I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
The PLP ain't perfect now, because the road is enough.
Don't even go there, because I
okay,
will spend
right.
all
that,
day.
That's enough to see how they are running.
Yes.
But if how they running is like, the F&M is like destroying themselves.
Okay.
They have in-house fighting is obvious when you're coming up with these things.
All right.
And nobody will say, hey, let's put the past aside, sit down with Dr. Minnis, and let's find out what's going on. And once they can get the unity back together, I think they will stand a little chance. But the way they're going now, and they come up with all these little funny things, and I hear one mention he'll go to class and all kind of nonsense.
Okay.
They ain't gonna get nowhere with the in-house fighting. The PLP will go back in.
Thank you.
And I mean, I could go on and
no,
on.
No, don't go on. Don't go. I mean, I get more callers, but I really would like to stick to the topic, because if you force me to tell you all of the reasons, all of the examples of how the PLP have failed over the last 3 years, I will take up that invitation. So let me go to these next callers. Thank you very much, caller. Producer, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. No disrespect to you, your previous callers and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that even conversations like this for me, as a Bahamian, what the young people say, it amounts to like crackhead games. And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Even as we assess and grade the government of the day,
mm-hmm.
what recourse do we really have to hold them accountable?
And we have lots of recourse. We just don't want to be uncomfortable. We
like
expect.
What
do you mean? Like what? For example?
No, I'm asking.
Okay, I can tell you what. I can tell you what. The government refuses to negotiate with the fuel retailers, right? They refuse to open up the margin. The retailers now seem to be prepared to put the Bahamian people in a position as a negotiating chip or a bargaining chip, right? So they could use us to put pressure on the government to move in their direction. We could, we have a strategy available to all of us. We start walking. If it was good enough for our American ancestors and cousins and a bus strike, if it's good enough for them, why it ain't good enough for us? If it was good enough for our own ancestors, why we can't put the car down, walk?
Right.
You become even healthier when you walk. And you don't have to put all the cars down. You say, look, we will put down our individual cars and invest in buses that we own and we could manage and we could drive. And we start carpooling and using what we do have available to us. Right? There's plenty, plenty strategy. Right?
But you go on Fado. I mean, even right here on the ground, the PLP was formed out of an action of the likes of Clifford Dolan, who had the courage in the Bahamas Taxi Union to shut down this country and initiate some action that it was unheard of at the time because of the climate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Energy generation, crime, NIB increases, inflation, real access to ownership of our economy. The conversations that we have, and most of your callers are talking about party, and they're making it personal. It's either PLP or FNM. You hear them say Minnis, Pintard, and Brave Davis. There is a system that is in place that says how the country should be governed. And we lose sight of that, man. And while we're having conversations about the personalities, the status quo remains.
Hold on, caller. We're not having conversations about the personalities. Pause. Caller, just pause for a second, man. The premise of the show is Davis administration 3-year review. Grade the Davis administration and then separately grade the PLP party, right?
This administration failed. The Christie administration failed in many ways before him, as did the Christie and the Ingram administration.
But here's the problem, caller. You failed and I failed because we have not created a viable alternative yet.
Because we continue to have conversations
about
the personalities.
No,
the
because you insist on having a conversation about personalities. That's what use your 30 seconds to talk about this morning. In referencing Cornish Hen, right? I am referencing the PLP's refusal to adhere to the rule of law, to the Westminster. Hold on. We're talking policy now. We're not talking personality. I am signaling whenever I mention Cornish Hen, why are they still serving Cornish Hen in the House of Assembly? I am referencing, first of all, the PLP party's inability to operate with integrity. We could just seal it. Hold on. We could just seal the bow with that. That is a clear. Hold on. It's a clear signal that a man that has been accused of rape, right, in this very public way, refuses to do the honorable thing required of them by the Westminster system and resign. This also signals both the parties and the administration's inability or rank refusal to adhere and acknowledge the rule of law, to follow the very rules that the authority that they govern with are vested in. We ain't talking personality. We talking policy. Now,
some of the people call in, and
they want to talk about Minnis and Pintard.
Yeah, okay.
You let them talk. Hold on. You let them talk about Minnis and Pintard. And then you and I, right, will talk about a leader's inability to cause and compel party members, colleagues, citizens, and tourists, because the tourists come in here and do whatever they want, to discipline themselves, to govern themselves, and to follow the rules. You let people talk personality, and then me and you could talk politics, but you want
to... Okay, so wait, but hold on. And I don't even... I receive what you're saying. It's not about talking politics. Here's something that you just highlighted. Speaking about Cornish Hen and the prime minister or the leader of the party, and we get those lines blurred quite frequently, right? Because we do.
Yes.
Right? That's just the nature of aim in politics. While we're having these conversations, right, we've been so far separated from our constitution. There are rules that govern the prime minister's responsibilities, even your mention of the Westminster system. Which in a sovereign society, why do we continue to hold on to that nonsense?
Hold on, pause.
I got to tell you to pause.
That's a critical point that you made that needs to be, it needs an intervention. We're not holding on to the Westminster system. To get rid of the Westminster system, you have to do it properly. You have to change your system of governance. That's it.
We're reaching for the low-hanging fruit, right? There's a constitution that is in place that governs the responsibilities, the duties, the penalties for behavior. Prime minister, ministers, all of that included. And they've got us so confused with personalities and party colors that that's the easy grab. In order for us to truly be effective, to change some of the things that are systemic, historically, in 51 years, the low-hanging fruit is not going to benefit us any. That is simply my point.
Okay, so what's your
so
next
the
what's your next
the
move?
Menaces, the Christie.
No, no,
the
what's
Davidson?
Your next move?
What's the next move?
See, because me, I've been calling for professional organizations and sectors to start producing guilds and journals and professional reviews so that we can build our social and non-governmental infrastructure to be able to challenge the personality politics and the bastardization of the Westminster system that has resulted
on. If it is an option for our leaders to bastardize it, remove it.
How are you going
to
remove it? Have you started your own political party? Have you started your own? You, Dekol, I got to go now. I just want to make this point. You on the radio rowing me for talking the same things that you've been. Hold on. I'm talking. It is a row because you continue to repeat what it is I've been saying for the three and a half years I've been on the radio. I looking at Mr. Newry laughing because Mr. Newry laughing because when I say those things you're saying, he calls them semantics. You row in the wrong person, caller. Because, and I'm not doing this to be offensive or to throw a blow or to win nothing. Because you have come to the end of your line. You don't have a plan. How are you going to make the same people that you say are not doing what they ought to do, do what they ought to do? Have you created a party yet? Are you working on reinforcing a system that can ensure or guarantee the delivery of the constitutional obligations that we are speaking about? All right, let's go to the next caller. When you're rowing, you got to give people a little space so they don't feel like you cut them off. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, cousin. How you do?
I'm good. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning to you.
Newry's very silent today.
Yes, he is.
Okay, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the not this gentleman, the one before him that called, and because I'm pretty sure you was asking for a greeting with the three-year mark
yes.
of the Progressive Liberal Party and the Davis Cooper administration so far, but you know, I don't know how to topic yet on personalities.
I can only think that when I referenced particular individual names, right, as a marker for an incident, that he sort of presumed that I was encouraging the callers to focus on personality as opposed to policy.
Yeah, because I mean, that it didn't make sense because neither of them give what they feel like.
Yeah, but let's not row
them.
Let's not row them. What's your grade?
No, I'm not rowing.
I know, cousin.
What I'm thinking about, right?
Yeah.
Is that he said something that prompted me to call.
Yeah.
He's saying that the Ingram administration failed, the Christie administration failed, the Menendez administration failed. How? We are still moving. We are not moving where we need to move or how we need to move. We are still moving forward. So how is everybody failing, but yet we're still moving?
I could tell you, first of all, I could tell you this. All of the administrations have failed because they have been unable to shift public service culture.
Okay, so they failed in that particular
hold
thing.
On.
We can't call them a general fail.
Okay.
They failed in sections. Yes, I agree, 110%. I agree. However, we can't just outright say they failed. We have to say what it is that they failed at. And like you say, until we're prepared, I like what Shivago usually say when he does his commercial for his show. When you come with solutions in mind.
Yeah.
You understand? So until we start to figure out what it will take for us to stop being colorblind and be bohemian first, we will always have this even moving forward, even if we get a new party. Because at the end of the day, if they get in there and after the first 3 years and they see they're not being held accountable, they will be turning the same way these ones are. We need, and I've always
what's
said,
your grade,
we
cousin?
Need
I need your grade.
A clean sweep.
Yeah.
We need a clean sweep, especially for these government, permanent secretaries and all these other stuff. We need a clean sweep. I think Ingram started to do some adjustment with that, and they didn't like it because they were so comfortable in the slop that they were in. They literally refused to see the change or want to change.
Okay. there's so much to interrogate within there. I just want to say I agree and disagree, but I can't touch all of it. I get callers and texts. Ooh, text to remember that. We got to go back to that, because I've talked about it multiple times, that Ingram is the marker where they began to not just shift ministers within ministries, but they also began to shift PSs. And I always wanted to know what was the rationale, because I could speculate and presume, but it would be great that there's some space in the public service that is documenting the decision making. Let's go to the next caller. Yes. Thank you, cousin. Very much. We're going to the next caller in a second. Okay, let's go to the text. Okay, caller. Good morning, caller. Still there? I'm sorry we missed you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry we missed you. Callers, one last caller. You got 30 seconds. Good morning, caller.
I was running on for Aaron Show.
Yes, sir. You here? Good morning.
Good afternoon, Miss. Good morning, Miss Green. Let me say good afternoon.
Don't watch nothing. I'm good, thank you. What grade you giving the Davis administration and the PLP?
What grade of administration?
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, you sure you answer me that question?
That's the question. That's the only question on the table. What grade you
giving? I give my administration. I given them about 80.
80%?
Because 80%. The simple fact, Aaron, I know I got to go, right?
Yeah.
You know, people that say that the government ain't doing nothing. Aaron, if I could one of these days come and sit on your talk show and maybe bring some facts, you know, get the information so people can understand. You can't say the government ain't doing nothing, Aaron. Come on.
I can tell you what, right? DeWitt, I appreciate the sentiment that you've shared, but I can tell you, like my coach tell me, Miss Green, I don't care that you was running up and down the court like a maniac. You ain't doing nothing in this game. You ain't do nothing in this game. You ain't even bump. You ain't even fall down and knock somebody down, Miss Green. It don't matter how much energy you burn in. What if you ain't score a point? Anyway, DeWitt, I appreciate the sentiment, because there are lots of things that the government is doing. There are lots of things that the government is succeeding on. The question is, A, are they hitting their actual markers? Are they achieving the goals that they set? Or are they just making small successes but not able to reach their goal? And secondarily, it has to be collective and coordinated successes, right? That it can't just be this ministry is doing well. This ministry works on other ministries, works with other ministries, right? And so those small individual silo-like successes are not sufficient to say that the government is doing extremely well. All right, I go in. I'm sorry. Let's go to the caller, last caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, straight to the point. I give them an F, a governance, and an F as a body.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. We can continue this throughout the week. Text, good morning, Aaron. I give the PLP a big fat F. Things have gotten worse here in Grand Bahama. The inflation and cost of living is driving people to a mental breakdown. 3 years later, and it's harder now than when Minnis was in, and that's sad. Producer, give me a second. Please, that caller is delusional or has not eaten breakfast. That was earlier in the show. The PLP has failed the Bahamian people. It's like they are only interested in growing generational wealth for themselves. While the average families are falling into lower classes every day, the middle class families are almost wiped out. The PLP fanatic said that Shane would win. Then he said that Lyons would win. Then he said that Ellsworth would as FNM chairman. He said that Minnis would win over Pintard. I remember when he said PGC would win all the seats. Aaron, the PLP and Davis administration both deserve an F grade for their stewardship of the government. A texter at 10:56 said the caller just validated their call. Hey, Aaron, these political parties bring new meaning to failing forward. Ah, boy, grade D. PLP need a plumber. That pipe is clogged up. Grade D, if they continue to black out, the COI is the only way they win next time. Ah, boy. Person said the electricity is sufficient to grade them on. It's so bad, they're ready to vote COI. Thank you, producer. We're all out of time. We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow. So get your talking points together. What grade are you giving the Davis administration and PLP party separately? and why. You guys have a great day. Thank you for all the calls and texts. Oh, I still trying to sell 175,000 pounds of guava. They reach. Pork plum on the ground too. And still some ganap. One or two mango and plenty pear. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Now there are many civil servants who does do their job just right. Does give you friendly service, don't bump you off your flight. They work overtime, they treat you like a king. But you want to see them strike? You don't let them rush with sting. Where you going, baby? Who you waking for?
Get up like them.
What you does do?
Sit around.
What you waiting for?